Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for gathering together with me in the listening and the moving through this book together. We're currently in the 10th recording, this 10th reading. And as I look ahead, this is a short chapter, only 3 pages long, and I think I'm going to keep to that so that this will be a shorter recording, because the next chapter is when Sidi begins to tell personal stories of the famous personages in the past, starting with Rabia, who, as you can imagine, is a very long chapter. And we've read about Rabia in various other books that have been written by Sidi, and a major part of his teachings. So, we're on page 51. We're about a quarter of the way through the book. It's about a 40-day excursion into the book. And let's begin with the Fatiha and opening dua, and then we'll step into the words. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Rahman Rahim Malik Yawm Din Iyak Nabudu Wa Iyak Nasta'in Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim Sirat Al-Ladhina An'amda Alayhim Ghayru Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Beloved Allah, we gather together as a group over time and space to receive the deep teachings for the deep walking that everyone in our tariqa is moving through, that this is the real food. This is the real food that's a product of the teachings that are carried in the spirit of the Prophet, salam. And Sidi says that I carry the spirit of all these teachings, and that the spirit of all these teachings and the spirit carries the spirits of all the Prophets, salam. So the teaching itself carries the spirit. It's important to read everything I have given to you and to think. So as we listen today and throughout, to take time to ponder and reflect and contemplate, and to step up and take our place in the reception of these teachings which we are blessed with. We're on page 51. Amin. We're on page 51. And the name of this chapter is A Woman is Equal to a Man. Very simple title. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew that the people carried many different qualities. For that reason, there are words in his Quran for everyone like what they need. At that time, there were Bedouin with very strong qualities and customs, and most of them were not straight. One of their customs was the killing of girls. They looked upon the woman as if she was a sheep, and they sold women like they sold animals. This was the case then, not only in this area, but in many parts of the world. Some believe that a woman was not a human being. When the Prophet came, he gave the message from the outside and the inside. In the beginning, the outside message was very strong for these people. He broke many of their pictures and many of their customs concerning women. He said, the woman is a part of man, meaning she is equal to him. She is the same. She is your sister, and she is yourself. So the people began to fight the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are many who refused his words and asked, how can you make a woman equal to a man? And the Prophet answered, this is from Allah. He created you and he created her. If you look at her as if she is not equal to you, then you are not a human being. This was very strong for those who called themselves men. But really, if you look at one who is like this, he is not a man because he makes a big separation. When Allah gave him a female child, he would kill the child without reason. And sometimes waited until the girl was 7 years old to kill her. But this is not from the way of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his Quran, and when the buried infant is questioned, for what sin was she slain? Quran 81:8-9. This means that when you kill her, you kill yourself. But these people did not listen until Allah destroyed these things in them. And for this reason, Allah sent the order for jihad. He sent the order to fight all these people and to forbid them to make these things which were not right, and to give the mercy to those who were poor and to those who were slaves. When Allah first sent his message to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, most of his beloveds were from those poor people, and most of the first beloveds were women. Also, the first one who died for the word of Allah was a woman. Her name was Sumaya. She gave everything for the message, and she was very strong. She was the first Shahida. What does the word Shahida mean? She was the first sacrifice, the first martyr. The family of her husband Yasir tortured her because of her faith. Before she died, the Prophet came beside her and spoke to her in front of those people. He said, do not worry about the family of Yasir. You are from my heart and soul. You are a part of me. Do not worry about anything, my beloved. And at the moment she died, the Prophet took her between his arms. The Prophet took her between his arms and he washed her and then he buried her. He did not give a chance for anyone else to care for her. He wanted to show the people the degree of the woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his Quran. And so their Lord responded to their supplication, saying, I will not permit the work of any worker from you to be lost, male or female, Each of you is the issue of the other. Quran 3:195. And he says, whoever does wholesome deeds, whether man or woman, and is a believer, shall enter the garden, and they will not be wronged so much as the speck on a date stone. Quran 4:124. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not lose anyone, whether he is a man or a woman, if they walk straight and give for Allah and do what Allah wants from them. According to what they give, many women reach higher than men. And this message was very strong for those who did not follow Allah. It is narrated in hadith that the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, I love three things. I love women, perfume, and prayer. Why did he mention these three things together? He said, if you want to see yourself and you want to reach the real meaning of your existence, you have to travel through the beloved who carries all the love and who contains the complete existence of Allah. In other words, the one who contains me. This is my beloved, who is my mother, who is my sister, who is my daughter, and myself. There's a very deep meaning in what he said. If you want to reach the knowing of Allah, you can reach it through prayer. But the real praying is to be one body, to be one heart and one soul with your beloved, who contains you and through whom you see yourself. She carries the real image of Allah, and there is no difference between he or she in the essence of the reality. Many verses in the Quran are pictures through which the beloved of Allah has to travel. Allah puts images or metaphors like veils in his Quran, but those veils are holy. If you do not cross, meaning if you stop with these images, you make problems for yourself. For example, he says, and bring to witness two witnesses from the men, or if there are not two men, then a man and two women, of whom you approve from the witnesses, so that if one of the two women errs, the other may remind her. Quran 2:282. What does this mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the woman more subtle, latif, than the man. Therefore, she is more easily misled by gross, katif things than a man. This ayah was revealed to help her in the dunya with the gross things, such as being in court or being a witness to a contract. This ayah shows that two women together have the same gross quality as one man alone. If you stop with the picture of the outside with the dunya, you can say that the woman is less than the man, but the important thing is to always look with the real eye and to listen with the real ear. Then the eye will feed your heart and you can hear Allah's song. In the real meaning, there is no man and there is no woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O human being, ya ayyuhal insana. He does not say, O man, ya ayyuhal rajula, or a woman, ya ayyuhal imra'ata. So if you are the real insan, the real human being, I am sure that you know how Allah wants you to be. If you do not know, then you are not yet in your humanity. You live exactly in the station of the animals, like the person who lives outside. The person talks, has a language, but also the animals have a language. He has a body like a human being, but he completely carries what the animals carry. Like a person who lives in the station of a cow, or a person who lives in the station of a pig, and some live in the station of the lion, or tiger, or snake. When you see them, they look like human beings, but look at what they make. These kinds of people, my beloveds, are less than the animals. Allah speaks about them in His Quran. He says, "Do you figure that most of them listen to you or use their intelligence? They are like cattle. No, they are even further astray from the path." Quran 25:44. Alhamdulillah, so we got some stories after all in this chapter. And the next recording will begin the chapter entitled The Knower of Allah, Rabia al-Adawiyya. May Allah be pleased with her. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.